Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with The Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that all of you out there in my digital listening audience on tonight had a beautiful day. And I hope you continually to have a beautiful day. Hallelujah. And I would like to go in prayer for those of you that has encountered the loss of a loved one, son, daughter, grandparents, and an uncle, niece or nephew, grandchildren, colleague, friend that was dear to your heart. I want you to know that you're not alone on tonight. God is walking right there beside you. And God can just take your sorrow and restore restoration. And so we're asking God to just bless your heart and soul. And I want you to be encouraged because we know that weeping may endure it for a night. But we know that joy cometh in the morning. And so we're going to now go on and shift gears and go on into our opening prayer on tonight. And we are acknowledging Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, soon coming Messiah. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down and reference Jesus Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have a home up in glory land, God. And until you come on that white horse one of these old historical days, God, we'll be passing one another down here on earth as pilgrims going through this barren land, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I would like for you, God, to just anoint these lips of clay on tonight, God, to bring a rhema word. Someone out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, God. Hallelujah. That might be burdened. Someone that may or may not know of you in the pardons of this sin, God. I want you to grace me, your servant, God, with words, hallelujah, of encouragement, God. Words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the congregational that's listening in on tonight to say amen and amen. All right, I'll be with you on tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. And so I would like to run across these numbers. If you have any prayer petition, we welcome your prayer petition at the conclusion of this program. And those numbers are 646-200-3074. 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. And you're welcome to call in at this time if you have any testimony of blessings that God has bestowed in your spiritual life and you want to share it with us. Hallelujah. We are eager to hear from you. So if you have any testimony that you want to share and encourage someone else that might, you know, need a blessing as well, you're encouraged to call into those numbers that I just presented unto you. All right, now, without any further ado then, we're going to go right on into our scheduled program. And may God bless you. Pull up your good seat and get comfortable. Get your pillow to position your posture and just get you a little something to sip on if you want to, a little something to smack on, and just allow me to edify the word of God unto you, you, and you on tonight. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, Before You Out, Check Jesus. I want to say that one more time. Before you doubt, check Jesus. Hallelujah. You might be saying, Overseer Ward, what you mean, check Jesus? I mean, check Jesus at his deity word. And we know that God's word, you can trust him when you can't trace him. But you can take God at his spiritual word. If he said it, will he not make it good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And so, you know, there may be some that you want to trust God, but something is holding you back, and you don't really want to step out there on faith because, you know, you're so used to doing things on your own until, you know, you just have a problem with calling on Jesus. Some of you feel like Jesus is too busy. Oh, I don't want to bother him, you know. But I'm here to encourage you that God is never, ever too busy for you. God is never. He always keeps a clear line of communication open for his children. And even them that don't even have a relationship with him. He also have that same line of communication available to you as well. Hallelujah. But like I said, you know, sometimes we can take on that grasshopper mentality. And in this passage, we read the report given to Moses by the spies he sent to investigate the land that God promised to his people. We find out that the majority report was depressing, and it was dark, it was negative, and it was faithless, because in these men's minds, their only hope was in their own ability. And that's just what I first stated. Sometimes we're caught up in what our own ability can achieve for us. We forget all about we got this great big old gigantic God, this miraculous God that when he showed up, he had healing in his veins, turned the water into wine, raised Lazarus from the dead, opened up the blinded eyes, laid hands on the deaf, and they began to hear. He also laid hands on a dumb mute, and they began to speak. Now you tell me this man can't honor your prepetition. Your prepetition is just a micro dot. Just a micro dot in the bucket of what Jesus can do. Hallelujah. So they could only see themselves as grasshoppers. Hallelujah. Among so great a people. Don't you know when you got Jesus, you are a great multitude of people. Hallelujah. And admittedly, the fact they reported was true. And number one, the people who lived there was powerful. Number two, the city were fortified and very large. Number three, the giants were in the land. Number four, the people were of great size. Number five, it was a land that devoured its inhabitants. But these 10 men had a grasshopper mentality, a mentality that produced fear. Maybe that's what you are experiencing. It's fear. Maybe you're experiencing doubt. Maybe you're experiencing anger. Then there's anxiety, apathy, bitterness, depression, deceptive, and low self-esteem in them. And we find out that such a mentality caused them to forget about the promise of God. They forgot the covenant that he had made with Israel to be their God, and they forgot the great and wondrous work he had already done for them. However, the majority report that to Joshua and Caleb, that's found in the law of Numbers 14 and 7 through 9, was also true. Number one, we are well able to overcome. Number two, the land is an exceedingly good land. And number three, if the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. Hallelujah. I want to ask you this out there in my listening audience on tonight. How many times have we as children of God become so preoccupied with our struggle and our care that we have allowed fear and doubt and anxiety to cause us to forget the wondrous work and power of God? With the grasshopper mentality, we see things as they appear, and we are walking by sight. But I'm encouraging you on tonight that if we walk by faith, we will see that the Lord is with us. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That scripture reading is found in the 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And we know that we can be encouraged to know that a great and wondrous enlightenment of hope for the believer. Hallelujah. So I would want to encourage you on tonight that if you have not tried Jesus, I would ask you to move doubt out the way. So before you doubt, check Jesus. Say, Jesus, you said this and this and this. And Jesus, your word said this and that and that. You've got to take God at his word. And he's got scriptures. You can go to scriptures and say, God, this is what your word says. Your word says this, this, and this. Because God's word will not come back void. God's word will go and accomplish in what is pleased. And we're going to read our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Do not worry about your life. That scripture reading is found in the law of Matthew 6 and 23. Hallelujah. And I am reminded about a woman, hallelujah, who kept a box in her kitchen. And she called it her worry box. And every time that trouble came around, she would write it down on a piece of paper and put it in the box. She resolved not to think about her problems as long as they were in the box. This enabled the woman to put her troubles completely out of mind. She knew they could be dealt with later. Occasionally, she would take out a slip of paper and review the concerns written on it because she had not been drained by her anxieties. She was relaxed, and she was better able to find the solutions of her problems. And it was many times that she discovered that a specific worry no longer existed. And she found that writing her worries on paper and putting them in a box may also be helpful for you as well. But how much better it is to place them in the hands of God. Why rob us of joy and drain us of energy starts? And it stunts our spiritual growth and it dishonors God as well. Because Jesus tells us, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow worries about its own things. Sufficient for the day it is own trouble. That's found in the law of Matthew 6:34. So let's believe the Lord's promises and trust him to meet our needs. We know that placing a problem in his hand is far better than putting them in a worry box. Hallelujah. So we know that never a trial that he is not there. It's never a burden that he does not bear. Never a sorrow that he does not share. Moment by moment, I am under his care. Saints of God, when we put our cares in God's hand, he put his peace in our heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And I'm going to also read the second key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow him and follow his steps, in other words. That scripture reading is found in the law of Peter 2:21. Hallelujah. And so, we know that most people feel any time that trouble knock at their door, they get scared and they get anxiety and they get to feeling like, you know, I can't do it this time on my own. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I don't know who to turn to. I can't call on my brother. Can't call on my mother. I can't call on my friends. I just don't know what to do. But I want to encourage you tonight that you can put your worries aside. So before you doubt, check Jesus. Check it. Take him at his word. Go to the scripture and read the scripture back to him. That's how you can check Jesus. If you want to check him by his word, open up his own book and read his own words back to him. He has not forgotten. But if you feel comfortable in doing that, then I suggest you to do that. And like I said, most people feel anything but spiritual when they hit rock bottom. Their misery, often reinforced by Christians who take a very short-sighted view of what the suffering is going through and why. But we know that our Heavenly Father is well pleased with what he intends to bring out of such a painful process. We know that a person who knows the secret of the God dependent life can say, it is good for me that I have been afflicted and I may learn your statutes. That's found in the law of Psalms 119:71. You can lift up your eyes, discouraged one. The Lord your help will be. New strength will come from him who said, for rest, come unto me. You know, when a Christian hit, he finds that Christ is a firm foundation. So, when you are in doubt, check Jesus. Take Jesus at his word. We know that Jesus' word will not come back void. It will go and do what it was intended to do. Because, you know, there's going to be a time when we can't count on our finances. We can't count on our friends. We can't count on our loved ones. We can't even count on our children. But there is a spiritual deity that we can count on. And I would double dare you to care your cares and cast them up on Jesus. Whatever you may be going through, if you're going through a terrible divorce, cast your cares on Jesus. If you have had a miscarriage, cast your cares on Jesus. If you just got a pink slip and you've been laid off, I would encourage you to cast your cares upon Jesus, for he cared for you. You might have got a bad report from the doctor, a bad diagnosis. I would encourage you to cast your cares upon Jesus. Jesus is the supernatural, miraculous healer. He's a healer. He's our great physician. You might be going through a lawsuit, and you got to go to trial, and you don't know what you're going to do, and they're suing you for a whole lot of money that you do not have. I would encourage you to take your problems to Jesus. Do a check on God. He guarantees you to bring you out all right. There is no obstacle that you and I can go through that God has not already been through. God can be tested because he's already been tried. When Jesus went through that old rugged cross and he was whipped 39 times, 39 lashes with flesh running off of his body, that was proof. Blood and water gushing out of him. That was proof. When he was alone and he said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? God knows what it is to be alone, to look like you've forgotten, look like you have been deserted, look like everyone that you thought was your friend is now your enemy. And that's going to be a time in this life to where there's going to be nobody for you to turn to, nobody but you to put your trust in, but the Almighty God. Because one thing about it, God's word stand firm. This world can fall off the face of this earth, but we know that God's word stand firm. Everything that God has promised you, God will do. If God said he'll never leave you, he mean that. If God said that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory, God will carry out that itinerary. All you need to do is exercise your faith. Don't let nobody doubt you. Don't let nobody keep you from what God has in store for you. Because, you know, we can miss our blessings by being a doubting Thomas. God do not want us to doubt him, because God said doubting is a sin. So God do not want us to doubt him, but God want us to take him at his word. Take him at his word. And we know you can look through the word of God. You can start from the beginning all the way through its conclusion of the word of God, the 66 books. The Bible that we call the good news. Hallelujah. And we know that it's biblical, B for biblical, I for instruction, before L leaving E earth. So B-I-B-L-E, spell Bible. And it's a biblical tool that you can depend on when mother forsake you and say, kid, get away from me. Don't come back to my house anymore. When the doctor said, I've given you all the chemotherapy that I can give you, it's just no use. Just go home and die. We give you 6 months. Just go home and plan out your funeral service, to tell your family to get ready for your departure. You can look that lying demon in his eye and call him a liar. Call him for what he is, the father of lies. And you can trust God's word. God will bring you through. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, saints of God and friends and you that are out there in my digital listening audience, there is nothing that God cannot and will not do. And if you prayed and asked God for something yesterday, and then you asked him for something last week, guess what? God is not counting how many times you come to him. He's not keeping tabs. You can come to God every single day because we know that we come to him in prayer. But if you have a need every day, then you can go before the throne of grace every day. There's no limit in how many times you can come before the throne of grace. You can pray to God for your needs every time you need him. He's right there. He's waiting on you. God get joy out of you calling on him. He don't want you to call on Mr. Jones and Miss Jones. He don't want you to call on your long shot. God wants you to depend on him. He don't want you to depend on your credit cards, the money that you have allowed it for, the credit that you can go and wrap up. God wants you to depend on him and him alone. So I want to encourage you on tonight. Before you die, check Jesus. Check him. And I guarantee you, you'll find out that you can trust him. You can trust him with your life. If you ever want to trust anybody with your life, put your life in Jesus' hand. I don't care if you might have some way with sons and daughters that's on drugs, on harem, amphetamine, on crack cocaine, alcohol, beverages, got a lying tongue, demon possessed. All you got to do is just pray. Write out your prayer petition on those loved ones, those who you hold dear to your heart. Write out your concerns and then place it in your prayer petition box. If you don't have a prayer box, make you one. Just get you a little box around the house. Have one around the house, go to the 99-cent store and get you a little box. Put prayer petition on it and write out your prayer petition before God and put a date on it. Therefore, you can reference what you have wrote it, how long that it took God to answer your prayer. You say, well, God, I wrote this out August 18, 2014, and so you answered my prayer August the 20th, 2014, because we know God is a right now God. So all you got to do is just trust God. Check him. Check Jesus. So our sermon on tonight was before you doubt, check Jesus. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, he will come through. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your program has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're most certainly encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we will allow these selections, hopefully, they will encourage your heart and infuse your spirit. So we will allow these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. I want you to be encouraged. May God bless you. Listen up, if you will. Hallelujah.
The way I'm mine. see you first.